So I remember from my secondary school science lessons then, you know, everything, all processes give off waste energy, whether that's heat or a bit of movement or sound or anything like that. Now, you know, in the world of noisy washing machines, things moving, cars, mobile phones getting warm, this seems like maybe an untapped resource. So is there any way of harvesting this spare or wasted energy? Tell me about this.
It is a huge untapped resource, as you can imagine. And it's been done for many years. I mean, winding up a watch, which goes back perhaps 600-700 years, you're actually winding up from energy from your hand, which is to do with food producing energy, which is then stored in a spring. I've actually got two watches on for some strange reason today. I've got one that winds automatically, which is a Swiss one, which is a very nice one.
So when you wiggle your wrist, it winds up. So is there a weight in there or something that's
there
wiggling?
There is something that rotates and the spring's built up. So it basically runs overnight. So when I've taken it off, so it'll actually work for about sort of 24 hours. On my other wrist, I have a smartwatch.
Do you have to plug in your smartwatch overnight and charge it?
You do, unfortunately. It's terrible.
So tell us some examples of how this spare energy, how can it be generated and how can we trap it and harvest it?
Yeah, well, there's a smart pavement slab that's been around for some time. Which doesn't generate much power, but does actually show the importance of saving energy.
So this is when people step on the pavement,
correct.
It's generating energy.
It only generates a few milliwatt hours, so it won't generate very much unless you've got huge crowds. There's a lot of work going on in, as you know, Internet of Things, lots of devices out there. These sensors need some sort of power. The power's got to come from somewhere. It can't always come from solar power. It can't come from batteries because you have to change those. So actually collecting energy from vibrations, collecting energy from movement, collecting energy from temperature variations. There's work also that's been mentioned in the BBC site quite recently was to do with pacemakers have batteries. Batteries need changing unless you charge them externally. But there's an awful lot going on in the body with temperature changes and movement. So why can't you actually just take the energy from that? And somebody tried it on a pig's heart, actually. And a pig's heart, just the movement of the heart, will generate five times more than you need on a pacemaker.
Stuart?
Yeah, so that's really interesting because there's a whole field of research called thermoelectrics, which is the idea of can you use materials to directly generate a voltage, to directly generate the power? And that's actually something we do at the physics department in the university. Cambridge is looking into those different materials and trying to understand, can we convert that into a voltage directly from the heat around the system?
Because you can generate a voltage, can't you, by just having two things at different temperatures?
Yes, yeah, so that's the thermoelectric effect. It's just having two things at different temperatures, they will naturally form a voltage in certain materials.
Oh, fantastic. Well, I wonder if in my morning shower, just because my bathroom's warm, maybe I can make my coffee with that energy. Thanks very much, guys.